Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q1 FY23 earnings conference call of Oil India Limited, hosted by Antique Stock Broking. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Varatharajan Sivasankaran from Antique Stock Broking. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Margaret. Good morning, everyone. It's my pleasure to welcome all the participants and the management of Oil India Limited, represented by Shri Harish Madhav, Director of Finance, Shri Pankaj Kumar Goswami, Director of Operations, Dr. Manas Kumar Sharma, Director of E&D, and I'm Mr. Trisanku. To this call, I would like to request Mr. Harish Madhav to give an initial remark, and then we can move on to Q&A. Over to you, Mr. Harish Madhav.
Thank you, Mr. Varatharajan, for hosting this conference call with all investors and analysts. Thank you, Antique Broking. I also welcome and thank you all the analysts and investors who have joined our call for Q1 results. Let me just introduce along with me today is Mr. Varatharajan sir, is Director of Operations, Mr. Pankaj Goswami. Dr. Manas Sharma somehow could not make it because he is little unwell today, so he is not on the call. We have our Executive Director of Finance, Shri Sanjay Chaudhary, and other officers also with us. I will request Mr. Sanjay Chaudhary to give a brief on the results of our first quarter, and then we can open for the question and answer.
Good morning, our friends from the analysts and the investor fraternity. At the outset, I would like to thank Mr. Antique Broking Limited for hosting today's earnings call of the company. The company's financial results for Q1 FY23 were published yesterday, and I will briefly give some indications about the performance of the company, both in physical and financial terms. First, to start with the consolidated turnover of the company for Q1 FY23 is rupees 11,566 crores versus rupees 6,201 crores for the corresponding quarter last year. The consolidated profit before tax for Q1 FY23 is rupees 4,333 crores versus 1,678 crores for Q1 FY22. The profit after tax at the group level of the company for Q1 FY23 is 3,230 crores versus 1,214 crores for Q1 FY22. Now coming to the standalone results and beginning with the production front. The crude oil production for Q1 FY23 is 0.779 million metric tons versus 0.748 million metric tons of production in Q4 of FY22. The production in Q1 FY23 also was the same figure, indicating an increase of 4.14% over the corresponding period last year. Natural gas production for Q1 FY23 is 771 million standard cubic meters versus 734 million standard cubic meters sequentially in Q4 of FY22, which is an increase of 5.04%. If you compare the production to the corresponding quarter last year, the increase is by 8.44%. On the financial side, the company's profit after tax in Q1 FY23 has increased by 206.23% to rupees 1,555 crores versus rupees 507 crores in the first quarter last year. The company's EBITDA in Q1 FY23 is rupees 2,698.67 crores versus 1,296.92 crores in Q1 of FY22. The EPS has increased to rupees 14.34 per share in the first quarter of FY23 as compared to the corresponding quarter of last year, where it was 4.68 rupees per share. The average crude oil price realization for the first quarter FY23 has increased by 67.88% to $112.73, that is $112.73 per barrel versus $67.15 per barrel in the first quarter of last year. The average natural gas price for first quarter of FY23 has increased by $4.31 per MMBTU to $6.10 per MMBTU. This is against $1.79 per MMBTU in the first quarter of the last year. We would also like to inform you that oil has taken a provision and write-off against wealth of ₹270.73 crores in Q1 of FY23 versus 6.22 crores during the same period last year. A snapshot of the performance of NRL, profit after tax of NRL for Q1 FY23 is ₹1,406 crores against ₹678 crores in Q1 of FY22. NRL's gross refining margin has improved to $36.66 per barrel in the first quarter of FY23 from $5.21 per barrel in the first quarter of last year. The EPS of NRL is ₹19.12 per share in this quarter of FY23 versus $9.22 per share in the first quarter of FY22. With these opening remarks on the performance, we are now open to any questions that you may have.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who would like to ask a question, please press star and one at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Probal Sen from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much for the opportunity, sir. First question was with respect to the additional duty that has been imposed, that doesn't reflect obviously in the net realization. Is that sitting in the other expense head or is it sitting in the statutory duty, sir, in the P&L?
This additional excise duty is applicable from 1st of July. So it won't be reflected on these results.
Right.
These are only up 30th of June.
Okay.
Subsequently, they will become part of the duties.
Sorry about that. Yeah, sorry. Second question was with respect to the...
It will form a part of the duties and taxes.
Duties and taxes. Got it. So the second question was with respect to NRL. Just wanted to clarify, you mentioned it's $36.66 a barrel this quarter, but the Q1 number you mentioned 5.21. Is that?
You got it right. What I'm saying is that 36. This is for this year. 36, and the other number was for last year. Was $5.21 per barrel for the corresponding quarter last year.
Okay, including the excise duty benefit last year, it was only $5.21, is it?
Both are excluding excise duty benefit.
Sorry, sir?
Both these GRNs which we have quoted are excluding the excise duty benefit. This is the core GRN.
So $36 is the core GRN that has been reported this quarter?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. Great. Last question, sir. Just some guidance on overall, given that production has picked up for us. Just some color on FY23-24 production guidance and CAPEX guidance if you can give. Thank you, sir.
CAPEX, we have this year total CAPEX outlay of about 4,300 crore. And the first quarter is, I think, about 1,200 crores we have already invested. And for production guidance, our director of operations will
Sure.
Good morning. So for production this year, we are expecting that we will be getting around 3.2, corresponding to 2.9 last year. So we will be getting 3.2 this year. So that is the production target as of now. And as of now, with the present production rate, with the increase in the production compared to the last quarter, we are expecting that we will be able to achieve that.
Sorry, sir, this 3.2, you talked about oil target?
Crude oil production, yes.
And what about gas?
In gas also, we are expecting similar number, 3.2, around 3.2 BCM.
Okay. This is for FY23, right?
Yes.
All right, sir. I have more questions, but I'll come back in the queue. So thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nitin Tiwari from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So my question is again related to production only. So in the analyst meet, you had guided for incremental 1 million ton of production in about next 2 or 3 years. So where are we like, with respect to that guidance right now? And are we still holding on to that guidance? And if you can also help us understand that how that production would come. So that would be my first question. And my second question would be around the reserve numbers. So if you look at our crude oil reserves, they've fallen over the last decade or so. So where do we see reserves in about next 5 or 10 years? And if suppose the reserve base doesn't grow, so then what is the timeline that we are looking at, where probably we would have monetized most of the monetizable reserves that we have? So that would be my two questions.
Your first question, you are mentioning about our target for 4.0 in 24-25. So accordingly, we had a plan to grow this year 3.2, next year 3.6, and next year 4.1. So that is the target as of now. So as I said earlier, we are in line with the production target. We are expecting 3.2 this year, and subsequently in the next coming years, we'll be increasing production. And your second part of the question that where from this production will come from, basically we are targeting our own operating areas as of now. So that is that we have identified 5 shaft areas within our existing field. And with that, we are accelerating the drilling activities in those areas, and we are expecting that we will be getting more production from that. That is the target. Regarding reserve, as of now, the reserve replacement ratio is always 1+ for Oil India Limited. That means we are always growing company. And at the same time, we have already acquired around 25 numbers of OLP blocks where we are yet to assist any result in now. The seismic activities, exploration activities are going on. Then we have identified few locations in those areas. We will be drilling in the next year. And with that drilling, we'll be able to establish new reserves. That is what we are looking for. That is the growth plan for the company.
Fair enough, sir. I just wanted to clarify on that only. So as you mentioned that our reserve replacement ratio is more than one. So does that include natural gas as well? Are we talking about combined reserve or we are talking about crude reserve? Because when I look at crude reserves, they've certainly come down over last decade. So that certainly doesn't look like more than one reserve replacement.
It's a combined one.
More than one reserve number for you has just quoted is a combined reserve. Yes, has come down, but then there is a conversion from 3CP to 2C to 1C, which is regularly happening. And our reserve versus production, I think we have been consistently maintaining our reserve production of almost 10 years production equivalent reserve of crude oil and natural gas more than 20 years. And that is the status as of today also. And as the official just mentioned, that after the new exploration that we are doing in our nomination areas, as well as the new OLP block that we have acquired, we expect to add more reserves, subject to, of course, discovery. And with that reserve versus production balance, that will continue to be maintained in a good form.
Fair enough. So, in terms of natural gas, what is the peak production that you can hit in terms of natural gas, keeping in perspective the kind of demand that exists in Northeast and the amount of gas you'll be able to take out of Northeast when the pipeline connectivity gets there. So, what is the peak production we could look at?
As of now, our target is 5 PCM. That we are expecting now. But we have built up our infrastructure so that we can handle up to 7 BCM. So that will be subject to production from the new reserves. So we have built up our capacity like that. But the production target, gas production target, if you talk about, that is the 5 BCM as of now.
So what is the time frame for this 5 BCM?
24-25.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, sir. I'll get back to you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sabri Hazarika from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. I have three questions. The first one is relating to the windfall tax. So can you give us some sense on what exactly is the formula which the government...
The windfall tax, basically what we have seen from the three circulars that have come till now is that they are going to be reviewed every fortnight, and after fortnight review, the amount of SED is going to be decided. So starting from 26,250, we have come to 17,500 now. So what we expect is that every fortnight the SED will be declared, and accordingly we'll be paying the taxes on that. However, we have observed one thing is that even after the windfall tax, the company has a net realization in excess of about $25 per barrel, which is actually much higher than any time in the past, if you keep aside the realization that we had last year.
Right. No, but I wanted to know that are they looking, it is like they have got some net realization for the companies in mind, right? Is that the way they are looking into it? I wanted to know the formula, if there is a formula which you are aware of. Of course, like it is the ministry's formula.
I'm not aware of any formula. This is the numbers which have been declared, and there is no formula which we are aware of. How this has been calculated, that of course we don't.
Okay, sir. Secondly, part of this question itself, would you be like netting this windfall tax off from the crude oil revenue and then be calculating royalty and cess, or would it be like a direct impact on the statutory levies?
It will be set up against the cess, yes, but about royalty, we are not so sure. We are examining the matter. And we have not been able to conclude as far as royalty is concerned, but definitely a set of arrangements.
Okay, so you are saying that we have to take the net realization, then reduce the $25-$30 impact, and then calculate like 20% cess on that. Is that right way?
Right.
Okay,
sir,
thank you.
On royalty, as of now, we don't think we'll be able to adjust this, make this adjustment, but still we are examining it. And if the treatment license we are able to give, we will certainly do that.
Okay, so royalty being a state subject, I think it will be more tricky actually implement. Yeah. Secondly, sir, considering your production growth, especially on gas as well as oil, since Baghjan, the growth has been quite remarkable, and we are above even pre-Baghjan period volumes also. So till now, which are the fields which have contributed to this growth?
The gas production is mostly contributed from the Baghjan field. So this is one field which is producing gas more. Then secondly, for oil, we have identified two major fields. One is Balimara, that is near Namro, and one is Lakwagaon. These are the two fields which are giving constantly more and more oil. So we are expecting these two fields will be giving more oil.
So last 1 year, these are the ones which are basically contributing to the growth which has come already for the company, right?
You are right.
Okay, and third question is that your expenditure, with respect to the provision as well as certain sundry expenses, which has also gone up, compared to what it used to be in the past. It has been a volatile thing, but specifically asking about the provision, there was a 400 crore provision. So what was this on about, and can we expect more such provisions coming up, or is this the end of it?
Actually, you will observe to see your financials for the last few years, or for any time for that matter, so that provisions are not linear throughout the year. Right. Yeah. Whenever the written off provisions do happen, it so happened coincidentally that last year in the first quarter we didn't have much of provision, whereas this year we have a higher provision in the first quarter. and last year, the third quarter, we had higher provisions. So basically, if you see, look at the company's numbers, provision on an annual basis works out around 650-700 crores averagely on a year, on an annual basis. Okay, so now, in the first quarter, yes, we had an excess of 400 crores provision. That was because we had a write-off of well write-off amounted to around 270 crores, and another 144 crores, we took a provision for the NALP, where the PL had expired and the extension is expected. However, this has been taken as a matter of abundant precaution because we are really expecting the extension to come through in the next few months.
Okay, so it can be, there can be reversal as well on this write-off?
It is quite, quite possible, yes.
270 crore was on which well it was written off?
The three wells.
This includes one well of Bangladesh also, about 80 crores.
80 crores Bangladesh well.
There are two wells in the
Northeast, two wells there.
Two wells in Northeast, one well in Bangladesh, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sir, just one last add up, one last question. Actually, it's related to your notes to account. So, I mean, the Supreme Court formed committee on that Baghjan blast. So they've given this 1,200 crore figure. You have stated that, that mostly it has been covered. So is there any more, I mean, liability pending, or we are, like, fully sorted in terms of Baghjan?
See, if you talk about liability, in the financials, the liability can only be taken in the financials, whether it can, when it can be reasonably established. Now, this figure has moved around all the time. It started off with a 2,000 crore figure. It then when it said could go in excess of 2,000 crores, then it came down to 1,200 odd. Now it's come to 950 odd. So we really don't know which way this is going. And these are just numbers which are put up by an individual. The court has not yet taken cognizance of these numbers or given any order based on these numbers. So these are just numbers which are floating around, basically.
Okay, the court has not given any order as such?
No, no, none, none whatsoever.
Not even heard.
Not even heard the case.
Just a submission of a report, which has not even been heard in the Supreme Court so far.
Okay, sir. Fair enough. Thank you so much, and all the best. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Somaiah V. from Spark Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. So, question with respect to NRL. So you had given the GRMs excluding excise duty benefit. So could you help us with the excise duty benefit this quarter and last quarter?
The GRM
GRM? What did you say?
With excise duty.
I don't have the GRM. Sorry, it's earlier also this question has been asked, but GRM total excise duty numbers are not there. But my one suggestion is that for comparative performance of the refinery, it's core GRM which matters. This is some additional benefit which the refinery is accruing or the Northeast refineries are having. So if you are going to compare the Numaligarh refinery's performance with other refineries, I think the core GRM that we are declaring, that is the right number to compare. And excise duty benefits, each refinery, each company has certain concessions, duties, some VAT concessions. All these things are there, which is individual to each specific business or part of the business, depending on the sector or the location where it is established. So I don't think that is too much important. But still, based on the excise duty numbers of petrol and diesel, I think annually the refinery has a, in the total benefit, about 2,400 crores annually on excise duty, but based on the current excise duty.
Got it. So just one clarification there. So, from Q4 to Q1, because there was this excise duty revision, you know, cut in month of May, so, on a quarterly basis between the two quarters, so the excise duty benefit directionally, has it reduced to that extent or?
Naturally, the excise duty has reduced from Q4 to Q1. The resultant effect has been factored into the financial results of the Numaligarh refinery.
Got it. So, second thing on NRL, can you provide an update on the expansion plans, the timing and, from, I mean, the funding perspective, the equity contribution from standalone and the timing of the cash flows?
The expansion project is going on as per schedule. It's fully online and expected to get completed by end of 2025. And the Dhamalika Refinery Company has filed up funding of about 19,000 crore from the consortium of banks. And currently, the refinery, since it has good cash flows over past few periods, so it is utilizing the internal cash flows plus some drawdown from the funding arrangements which has been tied up from the banks. So equity contribution right now in current financial year is not expected. Maybe next financial year after the internal resources which are being generated in the Dhamalika Refinery, if they are exhausted, after that only some equity contribution will come. But I think we have indicated earlier also, as per the funding plan approved for this expansion project, out of total 28,000 crore investment, about 3,000 crore will go from the Oil India's 70% equity share.
Got it, sir. Sir, can you just help us out with the net debt number at NRL and also our consolidated net debt?
Could you just repeat it, please?
The net debt at end of the quarter at NRL and also on a consolidated basis.
Net debt
of
1,400 crores.
We have drawn around 1,350 crore as of now against the total funding tied up. So that is the only debt which the company has. And on consolidated basis, our total debt, I will just tell you, it must be around 14,000 crores.
3,500 plus 70%.
So about 15,000 crores must be our consolidated debt. In the meantime, we can tell you the final number.
So this 15,000 crores is a gross number?
Consolidated debt for the company, All India, including 70% share of NRL status.
Okay, got it, sir. Thank you. I'll join back with you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question at this time. The next question is from the line of Ghazal Gupta from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks a lot for taking my question. I just have one question related to the subsidy. So just wanted to understand that any idea that what will happen to the $40 subsidy? Will it go to the OMC? That's it from my side. Thank you.
Okay. If you are not able to understand, can you repeat, please?
Hello?
Can you repeat the question? We could not understand.
I wanted to understand the subsidy of $40. What is going to happen this year? Is it going to go to the OMC? Any clarity on that?
Because there is no subsidy of $40.
The SED will go to the consolidated fund as it goes in case of excise duty.
There is no subsidy. This is the special excise duty which has been levied by the government. So as any other taxation, this will go to the normal city of the government of India.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Kanak Kumar Bucha from Bucha and Son. Please go ahead.
When will be the extract for the dividend?
Sorry?
X date of the dividend. You have not announced yet.
No, we have not declared any dividend after the Q1 result.
Okay. Fine, thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Kishan Mundra from Antique Research. Please go ahead.
Hi, just one question from my end. So regarding the capex that you plan to spend, can you please give the bifurcation between exploration and development expenditure, please?
Yeah, broadly about 60-65% goes into the direct exploration and development activities. And about 15%, you can also say that is part of exploration development, because that is all capital infrastructure that we invest, but we don't categorize this as exploration development expenditure. All infrastructure facilities, etc., about 20% of the total plan expenditure is that. And maybe around 15% goes on an average to the overseas and other investments. So 60-65% of the total expenditure, it goes directly into the exploration and development.
And between exploration and development, would you be able to buy?
You can say almost 60-40. 70% exploration, 30% development.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vishnu Kumar from Spark Capital. Please go ahead.
So this royalty computation, have you paid for the month of July yet, or you are going to pay this? I mean, just trying to understand the workings again, as one of the previous participants was also asking. So how do you compute royalty with the CESS, without the CESS? How does this 17,000 get adjusted or not? If you could just give us some more clarity on that.
Royalties paid at the rate of 20% on the sales value for crude oil and 10% for natural gas.
So we will not get any credit for the 17,000 that we are paying?
No, we won't get any credit for it. There are some adjustments for post-well records, which are minor adjustments actually.
For this 17,000 cost that we had explained earlier also, about the 17,750 duty, as of now our understanding is that we will not be able to adjust it against the royalty payment.
Is there any representations that you made and any response that you got till now from the government on this?
We have not received any response, but the representations certainly we have made to have a relook into this whatever windfall taxation structure which the government has levied. But government, as they have declared earlier also, they have reviewed it on a fortnightly basis. First review after 20 days, the second review after 14 days, it has happened already. So hopefully with the correction in the prices, this review will continue.
Sir, apart from this CESS, we also had a CESS earlier to this. Would there be some adjustments for that, or even for that CESS also we'll have to pay on gross realization?
That CESS will be on the adjusted price.
Sorry, you're not audible, sir.
The CESS that the OIDB CESS you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
You're talking about the OIDB CESS, is that not wrong? The question is related to OIDB CESS, is it?
Whatever, that, as we made clear, on royalty, there are two main levies on crude oil and natural gas. On crude oil, it is royalty and CESS. So this special additional duty or the windfall tax which has been levied, we will not be able to adjust for royalty payment, but we will be able to adjust it for CESS payment. So CESS payment, suppose $100 crude price minus $30 or $25 this, $30 windfall tax, on $70 only CESS will be paid.
Okay, got it.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vikas Jain from CLSA. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question. So, I mean, just a couple of things to round up. So what are the total one-offs? So this 270 crore which has been mentioned, that is a part of provisions or that is a part of driver exploration write-off? Plus, what is the forex loss? Any other provisions which are one-offs? Could we just get that rounded up number?
The provision for 270 crores odd is for the wealth. Another 144 crores we have taken a provision for NWP penalty. These are the two main major figures which make that 400 crore figure.
Okay. And forex loss, what is the number?
Forex loss has been there.
It's about
200 crores. No?
200 crores. Okay. And this is also sitting in other expenditure, right? And Harisha, just to get this clarification on CESS, this is assessment of the company, or have we got a clarification from the government also that a net off for CESS will be allowed?
We have got the clarification based on the on our assessment, which has been validated by the tax expert consultant.
Oh, it's been validated by the tax authorities.
No, no, no. By our tax experts.
Okay, by your tax experts. Okay, and based on that, I think the cess is paid every, you know, I think 7 days after the month ends or something like that. So has that payment been made based on that only?
This month the payment is being made based on this in these calculations.
Okay, and that you are reasonably confident. Royalty is something that you have relatively low confidence on.
Absolutely right.
Okay. Anything else that, you know, anything that we are given this action by the government, it is uncertain how, you know, for a lot of us, this is to be read as the government not wanting to allow for any kind of, you know, higher profitability measures for upstream. If that is really the right way to look at it, how are we looking at gas price revision, which is due in less than 2 months from now?
You see, internationally, for the developing countries, supernormal profits on crude oil is not allowed to the NOCs. This is not a thing which is only prevalent in India. It is prevalent across developing countries. So some kind of funds are created when crude oil prices hit above 100, 110, 120. So,
because I'm sorry, I'm interrupting our ED. We are a listed company. We are a public sector company. We have to abide by whatever the taxation structure the government provides. Now, there is a policy decision by the company. We have to follow that policy provision.
Sir, I'm not even asking on that. I'm just asking what is
your... Because please understand, we will not be able to give you any view why this has been done. And all those
no, I'm not asking on the view on the tax. I am asking on the, have we heard anything on the gas price as well? Is there?
Gas price, we have not heard anything. As of now, the formula stands. So as per the formula, as per the international prices which are factoring into that price, that formula, whatever will be the price revision, to our understanding, as of now, there will be no change. And whatever prices are worked out, they will be implemented. But of course, subsequently, the government makes any policy decision, we are not privy to that as of now.
Sure, of course, of course. No, I was just understanding if there's any movement that we have seen to kind of alter that.
We are not aware of any such movement.
Okay, and as per, you know, your best calculations, what is the kind of rough prices that we are looking at? Is it much closer to $10 or $9 to $10 plus or based on the formula?
I think it will be difficult for us to make any mention in this conference call type of thing, futuristic projection. But the market, everybody knows that there is a rising trend, so prices will be certainly higher. I think you all also must be estimating that better than us.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sabri Hazarika from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity once again. So I just have a follow-up question on your, I think, GST on service tax. So your notes to account suggest that the Assam government has agreed to this adjustment, right? But the Rajasthan government has not. Is that the right assessment?
No, no, no. Actually, we have got a stay from the Guwahati High Court regarding the royalty payable to the Assam government. Against any coercive action. The hearing on merit has not yet taken place. But the same is also listed in the Rajasthan High Court, which has not yet come up for the hearing. Once it comes up for the hearing, on the same grounds, we are expecting the same kind of a ruling from the court.
And Sabri, this is not a state subject in any case. This is a central levy. So state government's agreement or non-agreement is not material, or it is not in picture at all.
Okay. It's the High Court which has actually put a stay, so you have you are not. And in Rajasthan it will come basically for hearing,
yes.
And you are expecting same kind of a decision there also, right? Okay. Yes. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind our participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Nitin Tiwari from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity again, sir. Just had a clarificatory question on the calculation of royalty and cess. So what's the rate of royalty and cess, and are both calculated on sale price? I mean, if you can just help me understand on what base these calculations are done. So correct me if I'm wrong, I think both rates are 20% on sale price.
So both are 20% on sale price. There are deductions available in both the cases. For royalty, there is a deduction of post-credit cost to the extent of ₹2,800 for MT. In case of royalty, you set up the SCD and the NCCD. In case of cess, you set up the SCD and NCCD.
Alright, so basically both rates are 20%, but there are certain deductions allowed in both cases, royalty and cess. So then, sir, why is that happening, that given that both are calculated on the same price and in case of sales you are allowed the deduction of the extra levy that has happened, but in case of royalty, we are not sure. So we can help us understand that difference and why that difference is coming.
Sir, actually we appreciate your question. Actually, sir, both the levies are not collected under the same legislation. First point is that.
Both
are levies collected under different legislation. So that is why the calculation methodology also differs. First thing is that the cess which we are paying, that cess is collected as a duty of excise. So all the provisions of Excise Act are applicable for calculation of cess. So accordingly, some exceptions are allowed which we are doing. But as far as royalties concerned, royalties paid under Oilfield Regulation and Development Act, where everything is specifically mentioned. So there is no scope for any alteration in the adjustment or in the calculation. So that is why some difference exists as far as calculation part is concerned.
Oh, okay. All right. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question at this time. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Datta from Prabhudas Lilladhar. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Sir, sorry to I missed the initial part. So I just want some clarity on NRL EBITDA and GRM, sir.
NRL GRM is $36.66 per barrel.
Can you just repeat that number?
Yeah, it is $36.66 per barrel.
Okay, and what is the EBITDA?
EBITDA is over 2,000 crores.
Can you repeat that?
2,000 crores.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much, sir. Yeah.
Thank you. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Hemal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for taking the question. I just have a very quick, if you were to apply the windfall tax, it's coming from July, but just for calculation purposes on this quarter, how much would that quantum be in totality? Like, would you be able to give some understanding?
The two cases is varying. It's from 23,000 to 13,000 to 10,500. So it is varying. We are not privy to the formula. It is difficult to make an assessment.
Just a guesstimate if you take the last.
It will be really difficult because if you see the crude prices now, they are reveling in $90-$95 range. And from $120 when the decision was taken for 23, it is now $90-$95. Two corrections on fortnightly basis are already taking place. Basically, in a quarter, we are looking for 6 revisions in the duty structure. So unless we arrive maybe sometimes in the month of September, we will be able to give you some estimate, because then we will know what is the structure in 2 months. And what is the price trends in 2 months period? So as of now, it will be difficult for us to give you any quantum or estimate. It's
already substituted by 26% till now.
Okay, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question at this time. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Varadarajan Sivashankaran for closing comments.
Thank you, Margaret. I wish to thank all the participants for taking out time to join the call. And I wish to thank the management for giving us the opportunity to host the call. Mr. Harish and his team, if you have any closing remarks, please go ahead, sir.
Thank you once again, Mr. Varadarajan, and your company, Antique Broking, for arranging this conference call on behalf of World India Limited. And I once again thank all the participants for their participation, their interest in the company, and raising so many questions, making certain things, which hopefully we have been able to clarify most of the things. In case any further questions, any queries, you can reach us, our colleagues, Mr. Sanjay Chaudhary, Mr. Trishampu, at any point of time, or to me also, and we will be able to, very, very happy to satisfy all the queries of the investors. So thank you very much, and thank you very much once again to all the participants and Antique.
Thank you. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.